Hello, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. We want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you. Or maybe you have joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony, you just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you will find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, your marriage, and your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast.
Worry. Worry makes a woman ugly. So the Bible says Jesus presented his bride to himself, a beautiful bride, without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing, by washing her with the water of the word. That's what it says in the Bible. It says, here's what Jesus said to his bride. Do you have any cares? Are you anxious about anything? Then please roll those over on me, for I don't want you to be care-ridden, care-burdened. I don't want you to be anxious, laying awake at night, waking up in a cold sweat. Don't do that. Give that to me. I'll take care of that. And all of a sudden he said, is your wife worried about anything? And the man said, my wife's worried about everything. He said, that's the problem. It's your job to take that worry off of her. And it's amazing how the devil can come and lie. That's why we need one another. That's why Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron strikes iron, so the countenance of a friend. Because I'm telling you what, isolation, you get by yourself and you don't have good friends around you to speak into your life, you'll start thinking stupid. You'll start thinking some crazy thoughts. You'll start thinking, because he'll lie. And all of a sudden, if you get threads of thoughts, eventually they'll come out of your mouth. If you've got a good friend, they can say, what are you talking about? What are you thinking? You don't need to be thinking that way. And it takes good friends. That's why Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9 says, two are better than one. For if one falls, he's got somebody to help him up. Now, if you start thinking stupid, you got somebody else to help you. But I'm telling you, how you think determines how you feel. Because you've always got hope. That's why Paul wrote, said, I know how to be abased, I know how to abound. Said, I've been hungry, you know, I've been full. He said, I realize I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. He said, doesn't matter where I am, whether I'm in a hole, in a prison, chained up on a boat, I know something. God's not going to leave me here. God had given him the promise that he would go to Rome and preach. And so when he was in that prison back, you know, hundreds of miles, he thought, this isn't Rome and God won't leave me. That's why he could break out into a song, even though he has been illegally beaten. He's in the bottom of a dungeon, chained up, rats chewing on his toenails. And the Bible says he broke out into a song that night at midnight. Now, why did he feel different when everybody else is crying and lamenting what's going on? Because he knows something. God's not going to leave me here. So what he was thinking, do you understand? What he was thinking changed how he felt. What he was thinking changed how he felt. So you got to control what you think about. Number three, our thoughts will determine our destiny. Our thoughts will determine our destiny. Romans chapter 8, verse 5 and 6 out of the New Living Translation says this. These who are dominated, watch this, by the sinful nature, think about sinful things. People who are dominated by the sinful nature, they're going to think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. If your sinful nature controls your mind, then there is death. But if the Holy Spirit controls your mind, then there is life and peace. So how I think will determine my destiny. I'm either thinking about life or I'm thinking about death. The Bible talks a lot about diligence. It says the thoughts of a diligent man only tend to plenteousness. What does that mean? He's not thinking about lack, being busted, broke, or in poverty, rolled back, rolled away, rolled over, salary cut, you know, getting fired. He doesn't think that way. It's saying, God's my God. He surrounds me with the shield of divine favor. I'm going up and I'm going over. I'm going up the ladder. My greatest days are ahead of me, not behind me. And so his thought life begins to determine his destiny. We all know it. We all know people at work that are very optimistic. You know something? Bosses like optimistic people. There's no saying. Somebody who says it can't be done is usually passed up by somebody doing it. There's always the naysayers at work. Well, we can't fix it. It can't be done. There's not enough time. There's not enough money. There's not enough this. They won't let us do it. And there's always that one individual that comes along and for some reason he finds a way to get it done. There's always somebody in the crowd that'll find a way to get it done. I'm telling you, those are the people that get promoted. You know why? Because they're better, they're smarter, got a higher IQ. No, they just, their attitude's different. They think different. Got different thought life. You got to let God control your thought life. So it controls your destiny. Number four, talking about why good thinking matters. Very successful people think differently than other people do. Very successful people think different. If you've ever been around a very successful businessman, husband, father, minister, they think different. They're incredibly optimistic. Again, it's not a Pollyanna thing. They have belief that things, that their best days are yet to come. There's a great scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. And it says this, when God gives any man wealth and possessions and enables him to enjoy them and his work and his lot in this life, this is a gift from God. For that man seldom reflects on the past days of his life, for God keeps him occupied with gladness of thought and gladness of life. Now, what he's thinking, there are no good old days in my past, because my greatest days are ahead of me. See, God himself will keep you occupied with gladness of thought. What is it? Man, God's got me excited about tomorrow. Today may have been the greatest day of my life, may have been the worst, but you know something? The sun's coming up in the morning. God's mercies are brand new in the morning. My greatest days are ahead of me. My greatest days are ahead of me. That's what the Bible says. That's why successful people think differently. They don't allow other things to control them. It says this, what it says in Mark chapter 10, verse 27. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God. That's what successful people think about. What are we going to do? Well, all things are possible with God. There's something we can do. What can we do? Let's not dwell on what we can't do. You know, it's like we used to have board meetings. Now I was in business. I worked as an engineer. Something's not working. It's cost us money. We're losing thousands of dollars every second. Okay, let's not dwell on what's wrong. What do we have? What can we do? What action can we take right now with what we've got? What money? Let's do something. Let's not keep cursing the darkness, as they say. Let's get somebody to light a candle. Man, it's just a different way of thinking in your attitude you grew up. And then number five is this. We can change the way we think. It is possible. Look at this. It's a great scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. This day I call heaven and earth as a witness against you that I have set before you life and death. God's talking. I have set before you life and death. He said blessing and cursing. Now, choose life that you and your children may live. Choose life that you and your children may live. And so what you've got to do, you've got to realize something. My thought life controls the quality of my life. Everything I do, everything I say, where I go. And so how do you change that? Well, one thing we tell people when they come to us, so listen, you're going to have to get some new words in. So let's see what the Bible says. So we just put together a list of scriptures. I'm just going to read a few of them here today, but there's just hundreds in the Bible. Make your own list. I tell people, get you some 3x5 cards. Get something you can fold up, put in your billfold, your pocketbook. Put it on the dashboard of your car. Put it on the corner of your bathroom mirror. Get you some new thoughts to think about. Because, man, you can get in the habit of negative thinking. It's hard to break that. What you do is you've got to put new thoughts in to bury the old ones. So I've got these right here. I always carried this around with me for years. I like this right here. Psalms 34:11. It's a great prayer. It says this. It says, hearken, you children. Come to me and I will teach you the fear of God. Come to me and I will teach you the fear of God. That's a great prayer to pray. Why is it important? Father, teach me to fear you. Because the fear of the Lord, the Bible says, is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 1:7, Proverbs 9:10. It is the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of knowledge. Usually I'm in trouble because I don't have any knowledge. You know what it says? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So whatever I'm up against, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how to get to tomorrow. That's lack of wisdom. I don't know what I'm going to do about this. It's a lack of knowledge. Well, the Bible says, Father, I want you to teach me to fear you. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and the beginning of knowledge. Then Proverbs 3:16 that I quote says this, that wisdom, according to Proverbs 3:16, will bring me length of days, riches, and honor. Right now, it's not enough time of the day. You ever been there? Man, there is not enough hours in the day. I can't get it done. I'm under pressure. That's the Lord, I need wisdom. Teach me to fear you. Give me some wisdom. Give me wisdom for practical, successful, daily living. Man, you ought to pray that all the time. Father, teach me to fear you. Because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And that wisdom gives a long life, riches, and honor. Plus, it makes me happy. So what am I got? Well, I don't have enough time. You know, I don't have enough money. You know, I'm looking stupid. I'm about to get fired. You don't think I'm doing a good job. So what do you need to pray? Lord, I'm telling you, it's my thought life's messed up. Teach me the fear of the Lord. For the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. And that will bring me a long life, riches, and honor. Man, what a great thing to start praying for your mind. Look at these. I like this right here. Hebrews 9:14. I declare that by the blood of Jesus Christ, that my mind and my conscience is purged from dead works. So I will not dwell on things that do not produce in my life. Hebrews 9:14. Father, I thank you that the blood of Jesus purges my mind and my conscience from dead works. I declare by faith, I will not think about things that do not produce in my life. I'm going to control my thought life. You said I could, therefore I'm going to. So I thank you for grace and mercy and help. And that's why Hebrews 4 says you can go boldly to the throne of grace, get mercy and help in time of need. God, I need you to help me get a hold of my thought life because it's starting to destroy me, and I don't want to do that. I want to live long. Look at this. I like this. Ephesians 5:17. We will not be foolish or think foolish thoughts, but we will understand what the will of God is. Isn't that great? It says that we can. God, I can understand what your will is. I don't have to sit around here and listen to my wife or my husband. My kids. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, I do. I know the will of God. God has ordered my steps, directed my past, guiding me to all truth, showing me things to come. I've got to reprogram my soul with the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, and 2 Timothy 1, 7 says, we have the mind of Christ. We do not have a spirit of fear, but we have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. When we lay down asleep at night, we are not afraid, for the Lord gives his beloved sweet sleep. That's also Proverbs 3:24. I'm telling you something, every time I watch a program, y'all get a pencil, piece of paper, because you're always going to hear something good. Telling you something, if you don't start changing the way you're feeding your soul, you can't change the way you think, you can't change your life. If there's an area of my life I need to change, I've got to change the way I think about it. Because you know the old saying, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always have what you've always had. You know, the old definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again. So how do I get out of this horrible habit I've got? I've got to change the way I think. Which means I need to feed on some new thoughts. I got to get me some good thoughts because the ones I've got aren't not helping me. Proverbs 3:25-26. We are not afraid of sudden fear, nor the desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be our confidence. He keeps our foot from being taken. That's why we mentioned a few programs back about Psalm 91. Most people never read it for themselves, but all the wonderful things that God does to protect the believer. So I'm not afraid of the future. My heart's not failing for fear of things coming on the earth. This is my greatest time. It's my family. It's my children and my grandchildren's greatest time. We were born for such a time as this, just no different than Esther. Isn't that a great thought? Look at this. Psalm 90, verse 12. I like this. Psalm 90, verse 12 and Proverbs 8:12. Teach us, O Lord, to number our days that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom, for that wisdom allows us to find knowledge of witty inventions. You don't know what to do? God, give me wisdom. Witty inventions of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says. Lord, there's things to be invented, things to be created people hadn't even thought of yet. I mean, man, there's a whole big world right now. So you need to take some of these scriptures, begin to change the way you think. I like what one translation says about Psalm 90, verse 12. Teach us to number our days. It said, Lord, help me get twice as much done in half the time. Help me to be efficient with my time. That's what it's asking. I want to get twice as much done in half the time. Quit talking about how you're overwhelmed and you can't get out. Let's start saying what God says. That's what he told Joshua to do. Here's how you do it, Joshua. You meditate in my word day and night. Say what I tell you to say. Then you'll prosper and have good success. Let's change the way we think. Amen.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we are here to help you get there. Make sure and go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.